Hi, I'm Matthew Rinaldi, and today's theme is Crossing Boundaries. So we're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, inside the School of Science Leadership Academy. The main topic everyone is talking about around the school today is about one particular student's piece of clothing. This student happened to be Claire Elliott. Claire came into the classroom today, looking as she always did, except for the fact that she was a foot taller than she was the previous day. I looked down and was amazed at what was on her feet. Boots. But not just any old boots, platform boots. It had at least a foot's worth of material under it. You could hear all the chatter in the room, mainly about her. The fact that she came in late for class made her attract way more attention. You couldn't go anywhere in the school without hearing students talk about it, whether it was good or bad. What I want to find out is the motivation that pushed her into wearing those boots, especially to school. So let's get in the mind of Claire Elliott and the students of SLA.
Hi, my name is Claire Elliott and I'm a student at SLA. I am 16 and I am a very intellectual person. I like to read and I like to write and I try to be as nice as possible to people. I try to, you know, when I talk to someone, I talk to them as if, like, if they were to die tomorrow, would I regret what I said today? And I'm a very, like, bright person, like, not necessarily, like, intellectually that way as bright, but, like, I like to wear bright clothes, like, funky stuff, really, like, interesting clothes. I try to, like, wear, you know, if I see something, like, in a store that's, like, rainbow and striped, I'm not going to think, ew, that's so tacky. I'll think, oh, I wonder what I could wear that with. I have a good number of friends, juniors, sophomores, seniors, not too many freshman friends. I had been looking for go-go boots. Go-go boots are bright-heeled boots. And so I was looking in the shoe section, and I saw these fantastically, like, big and... Okay, so they're, like, really tall. They have 6 inches, or 5 inches of platform, and then another inch of heel. And so that's 6 inches, and then they have like this, they're made of like this really shiny black material, and they have this whole lace-up thing that you can't see because you put the tongue of the shoe over, and then you buckle that down, and then on the side there's a zipper. But they took a really long time to try on because I had to change the laces for myself. And as soon as I knew that they fit, I really, really wanted to get them, so I had Sam get them for me. He used his discount, and so that was great. I really liked them because they were very different from normal shoes, and they were a lot of fun. They're very different. Yeah, very, very different from normal shoes. So I wore them. I decided to wear them to school because, I don't know, they were a lot of fun. I didn't really worry about what people would think about the shoes. I don't really care about what other people think of what I wear and stuff. I mean, I would care if my friends, I would care what my friends would think, but the people that matter to me wouldn't care, and the people that would care don't matter. I mean, that's like a common phrase you hear people say, and it really applies because, like, my friends know me, and they wouldn't judge me off of what I wear. I mean, it's like a part of who I am, but it's not like the biggest, most important part. And actually, I worried more about the fact that it was icy outside and that I had to walk to school in them, and they were 6 inches of shoe underneath of my foot, and it was like really tough to walk in, and I was really afraid I'd fall over. I think that the way I usually dress is bright, colorful. I wear a lot of skirts and dresses. I have a lot of leggings and tights and stockings, leg warmers, all bright colors. For instance, right now I'm wearing a purple tights with sparkly purple dots. And then for shoes, I'm wearing like these Converse with the laces on backwards. And with that, I'm wearing like a black and gray dress. So just like very, very cool stuff. Not stuff necessarily that doesn't match, but stuff that's unusual and really fun. I mean, I love wearing fun clothes and like finding all like the different colors and stuff. Definitely like finding the interesting things that other people aren't wearing. I feel like my classmates and girls would, you know, usually wear like jeans and like a t-shirt, like Uggs, and like a sweatshirt, not like, I don't know, I tend to wear sweaters instead of sweatshirts. A lot of my friends thought they were really cool, you know, a lot of my junior friends, like Emma and the other Emma. People thought that they were a lot of fun, really cool, wanted to try them on. Most of my friends thought they were cool. A lot of them said that they would never wear them to school, but that they thought they were kind of cool. But I did also get from a lot of people that they thought they were like whore boots, and like, you know, some nasty comments about like, why was I wearing them in school, and like, get back on the street. It's ridiculous though, because they really weren't, and I think when people say that type of stuff, it just shows really, you know, education in like, pop culture. But as I said before, I don't really care what other people think, because I know that they're not inappropriate or anything like that. They're just fun, and so I didn't really care about those mean comments. I felt good about like the compliments, obviously, and it was nice. And mostly I felt, I guess, proud of myself, because before I wore them, I thought that, you know, like, I would wear that type of thing to school. Like, I wouldn't care about what people said about it, and I wouldn't be that, I wouldn't be self-conscious about it. But after I did wear them, I knew for a fact that I wouldn't, and it was like, see, I do wear things like this to school, and, like, you know, their opinion really doesn't matter to me. Like, you can say it to yourself, but after I wore them, I knew. And like I said before, the mean comments, they didn't really have an effect on me. Because, one, they weren't really my friends, they weren't really people whose opinion I care about, or, like, I mean, they're not really people that I would, you know, be bothered by not liking what I was wearing. I am definitely not doubting my style. I think it's very Claire. I think that people definitely, like, when they think of me, they think of the bright clothes and stuff. And now, I mean, I think they'll probably think the boots. They're not a thing I would want to wear every day, because they hurt to walk in a lot. At school was fine because, you know, I was sitting most of the day. It was just between classes, and walking upstairs and downstairs wasn't that hard. But after school, I went out around the city, and that was a pain because I had to walk to, like, Naked Chocolates, and my feet were, like, on fire because they're really awkward to walk in, and it was icy out. So I'm probably not going to wear them too often, but I will definitely wear them to school again. And, I mean, their comments didn't really make me want to change the way I dress.
Hi, I'm Arlena, 16. I'm a fun, loving person. And my view on life is to always have fun. Being at SLA has made me a better person. My status with everyone is pretty much talk to everyone and be friendly, basically. Claire is a very opinionated person. She it seems like we always disagree on certain situations. She's very she likes to analyze a lot, and she's like a team leader. She likes to be the team leader of everything and be a leader, not a follower, which is good in some ways, but kind of not always when it's a group project or something. But she's an alright person. I haven't had a formal conversation with her, so I mean, nothing really to say about her. When I seen Claire's boots, I was like, WTF, what do she have on? It's like she was doing a fashion statement and she was so proud. I had to ask her a question, like, did you really walk down the street like that, or did you train when you got to school? And she was like, yeah, I came here with it. And walking down the street, well, we're happy that we go to SLA. SLA is a free person, a free school, not to really judge, but if, say, if she was in Central or something, I doubt they would be so, they would be probably more meaner than we would. And it was just like, she had to be brave to actually walk down the street with that on and not be ashamed of what she had on. The boots were like, and I thought she was trying to make herself taller, because it was just like, I'm gonna just walk down the street, be all happy with my shoes on. It left the door open for many to fill. Personally, how I dress is basically to be comfortable. I wear jeans most of the time, or like skinny legs and a nice shirt, something to define me. If I'm having a bad day, you'll probably see me with not dark colors, but like I'll be more with sweatpants on or something. But if I'm happy and, you know, ready to shine and, you know, show off my clothes, it'll be more with jeans or something. But my first opinion about the normal way of dressing would not be Claire's boots. I do not approve of the boots, because basically I would see people like that on South Street with the boots. not like in a high school setting. Now, there's some people that wear boots like that, but just in my personal USCB, walking with boots, probably seen with heels, but not boots like those. And that's just, I don't know, I wouldn't wear those. Me comparing to everybody else would be the same, because most people you see with jeans, shirts, hoodies, everything but what Claire had on. And I really wouldn't know what the name of her boots was, because you see people with Uggs, Nikes, and everything else, but the boots that she had on is just like, that's their normal way of walking down the street. That's the way of Philadelphia society dressing. Her dressing, I don't know, came from like South Street with the shoes and something.
No, I don't think that we were being harsh on her. I just think that we were very much opinionated, because that's always like a place to express yourself and not hold back your feelings. So if you have, I mean, it's a difference between being harsh and being truthful. Like, it wasn't like people was like, oh, your boots are ugly, we don't like them. We were just like, it was something different that we didn't see before that wouldn't be expected in most high schools. So harsh, no, I think it was just being more like, I'm going to tell you how I truly feel about your boots, and not sit there saying to you, I like them, to somebody else, I don't. So I think Claire kind of let a door open for most people to be themselves, basically, because most people in SLA just, like I said, wear jeans and stuff and not those type of boots. So I think now we'll probably see more people with it, like, oh, okay, she walked through the halls not being ridiculed for it, so let me try. So I think she just basically opened a new door for everybody to be different and unique in their own way.
My name is Allison Patterson, and I'm 16, and I go to SLA. And my personality is kind of like, I don't really care what people think. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Well, currently in SLA, I am a straight A student, and I feel like SLA is kind of like one of those places where you can just do whatever and nobody really cares. But like, I mean, like, they do care, but it's in kind of like a way that they care in a good way. Like, if you come to school dressed like a wacko, like any normal people would consider a wacko, like, people don't care. They assume that that's just who you are, and they don't judge you based on that. And so, you know, I really like SLA for that reason. Me and Claire were really good friends. We weren't really good friends last year. I actually kind of didn't like her that much because I thought she was stuck up. But this year we've become very close since we're in the same stream. And yeah, when I saw Claire wearing those boots to class, I didn't see her wearing them at first. I saw her sitting down, and I thought it was just a normal day. Claire was wearing whatever. And then she stood up, and I'm like, oh my god, Claire, why are you the same height as me? What is this? And I looked at her shoes, and I'm like, they look like giant locks on her feet. But then as the day went on, I got really used to them, and they were like shoes, like whatever, just shoes. I feel like the norm for dressing is just like the way that normal people dress, like the way that everybody dresses, the majority of people. But I feel like I pretty much dress like that. I mean, like, I wear jeans and a shirt, like, I mean, there's nothing really to it. It's not like I wear anything crazy. I feel like the feedback Claire got on her clothing was, I mean, some of it was good and some of it was bad. And the bad stuff, like, some of it was really mean. And, like, people have the right to say whatever they want about people's clothing, but it was really rude, and that stuff just doesn't need to be said. But then the nice stuff, that was really nice. I feel like Claire should wear the boots again and do whatever she wants to do, as well as any people should do, because clothing is whatever you want to make it, and, you know, it's SLA, so if that's what she wants to wear, then let her wear it.
There you have it, boys and girls, three completely different views on the topic. This has been a Matt Rinaldi podcast. Thank you for listening. I turn my phone on silent. I need to get away. Put on J. Cole's warm up and let it play.